This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that the Nasha Mukt Yuva for Viksit Bharat campaign is gaining momentum rapidly across the country. Sharing his thoughts in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani this morning, Mr. Modi asked people to come up with a powerful slogan for a drug-free India and young musicians to create songs that convey the message of a drug-free life.
नशा मुक्त भारत के लिए क्या आप कोई पावरफुल स्लोगन बना सकते हैं क्या हमारे यंग म्यूजिशियंस ऐसे सॉन्ग्स बना सकते हैं जिनमें ड्रग फ्री लाइफ का मैसेज हो क्या स्टूडेंट्स और थिएटर ग्रुप्स दिल को छू लेने वाले शॉर्ट प्लेज लिख सकते हैं जिनमें ड्रग्स के खतरों के साथ साथ उनसे बाहर निकलने का रास्ता भी हो हमारे देश में बेहतरीन कंटेंट क्रिएटर्स की कमी नहीं है मेरा आग्रह है कि वे अलग अलग भाषाओं में ऐसा कंटेंट बनाएं जिससे इस दिशा में समाज को मदद मिले
The Prime Minister said lakhs of women are gaining new strength through the PM Swanidhi Yojana. He said this aspect of women empowerment is not discussed as much as it should be. Mr. Modi said women account for approximately 46% of the beneficiaries of the PM Swanidhi Yojana. Mr. Modi said today the flight of country's daughters' dreams is soaring from the earth to the outer space. The Prime Minister said the initiative is named Mission Shakti Sat, and through it, 12,000 girl students from 108 countries are getting the opportunity to learn satellite technology in the field of innovation.
आज हमारी बेटियों के सपनों की उड़ान धरती से निकलकर अंतरिक्ष तक पहुंच रही है और आपको यह जानकर गर्व होगा कि भारत ऐसे सपने देखने वाली दुनिया की हजारों बेटियों को एक साथ जोड़ रहा है इस प्रयास का नाम है मिशन शक्ति सेट इसके माध्यम से 108 देशों की 12,000 छात्राओं को सैटेलाइट टेक्नोलॉजी सीखने और इनोवेशन के क्षेत्र में आगे बढ़ने का अवसर मिल रहा है
The Prime Minister urged people to become vocal for local during this festive season. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is holding bilateral talks with President of Uzbekistan, Shavkat Mirziyoyev, in Tashkent. The two leaders are reviewing cooperation in trade and investment, defense, digital connectivity, energy, education, and people-to-people domains at the Presidential Palace. Memorandum of understandings in this regard are expected to be signed today. Earlier this morning, Prime Minister Narendra Modi attended a yoga program organized by the Yoga Federation of Uzbekistan. The death toll from flash floods in central Nepal has risen to 734 today, with more bodies being recovered. Nearly 2,500 people are still missing following the disaster. Bodies have been recovered from all 8 affected districts as rescuers race against time to search for those missing and rescue those stranded on the 5th day since the disaster. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randeep Jaiswal said 108 Indian nationals have been rescued so far in Nepal following the flash flood tragedy. In a social media post, Mr. Jaiswal said that the contact was re-established with around 50 Indian nationals who were earlier uncontactable. The External Affairs Ministry said that 275 Indian nationals are reportedly missing and around 128 people of Indian origin holding other nationalities also remain missing. 598 Indian nationals crossed into Nepal from China in the last 2 days. Meanwhile, 900 Indian nationals who are yet to depart from China are safe, and Indian Embassy in Beijing is in touch with them directly or through the local government. The ministry added that the government of India has been working in close coordination with the Nepali and Chinese authorities for the rescue and relief efforts. The Indian Embassy in China has informed that the Tibet Autonomous Region authorities have set up 2 dedicated 24-hour English language hotlines to assist the families seeking information about the missing foreign nationals in the wake of the recent flash floods and mudslides. It said the hotlines can be reached at 0086-891-681-7165 and 0086-183-0802-6705. In hockey, defending champions Germany will take on Spain in the men's AFIH World Cup final in Wavre, Belgium at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.